Hey there, focus fanatics. Asher Blake here, your daily dose of concentration and calm. Welcome back to ADHD Focus, the podcast that's all about helping you navigate the world with that brilliant, sometimes chaotic ADHD brain. Now, I know what you're thinking. Asher, another day, another episode. But trust me, today is different. We're diving deep into the fascinating science behind how our brains work, specifically, the unique wiring of the ADHD mind. Ever felt like your brain was running on a different frequency? Like it had its own set of internal rules? Well, you're not alone. Today, we're unraveling those mysteries, exploring the neurochemical cocktails and brain structures that make us who we are. Think of this as a behind-the-scenes tour of your very own mind, fascinating stuff, I promise. We're gonna demystify some common misconceptions about ADHD, understand how dopamine and norepinephrine play starring roles in our attentional symphony, and explore the latest research on brain imaging that gives us a glimpse into those intricate neural networks. Now, before we get started, remember this. You're not broken, you're just wired differently. And understanding your unique neurology is the first step towards harnessing its power. Think of it like this. If you knew how your car engine worked, wouldn't you be a better driver? Same goes for your brain. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind and empower you to take control. 1. Dopamine doesn't dictate your drive. Ever heard the saying, people with ADHD have low dopamine levels? It's a common misconception. While it's true that dopamine plays a crucial role in motivation and reward, our brains might process it differently. Think of it like this. We may need a bigger reward to feel the same level of motivation as someone without ADHD. So, don't beat yourself up if you struggle with staying on task. Focus on finding those bigger rewards that truly fuel your passions. 2. Executive functioning isn't just about getting things done. Executive functioning, the brain skills we use to plan, organize, and manage our thoughts, is often seen as a simple matter of being organized. But it's so much more than that. It's about mental flexibility, emotional regulation, and self-control. Think of it like juggling different balls in the air. Work deadlines, social commitments, personal goals. ADHD can make juggling all those balls feel like a circus act. 3. Brain imaging shows us what we already know. Studies using brain imaging techniques like fMRI have revealed some fascinating differences in how our brains function. We often see less activity in areas associated with executive functioning and impulse control. However, we also see heightened activity in other areas, especially those responsible for creativity, problem-solving, and out-of-the-box thinking. 4. This isn't just about medication. While medication can be incredibly helpful for managing ADHD symptoms, it's not the only solution. Lifestyle changes, such as regular exercise, mindfulness practices, and a healthy diet, can also make a big difference. Remember, your brain is like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. 5. Embrace your strengths. ADHD comes with its own unique set of superpowers. We're often incredibly creative, hyper-focused when we're interested, think rabbit hole deep dive, and full of energy and enthusiasm. It's about recognizing those strengths and finding ways to leverage them in your daily life. Let me tell you a story that really highlights this point. I was talking to this incredible woman, Sarah, who has ADHD. She's a graphic designer, and she told me how her struggles with focus often led to moments of intense hyper-focus during design projects. She said it's like her brain would latch onto an idea and wouldn't let go until it was fully realized. That hyper-focus allowed her to create some truly stunning work. Sarah's story reminds us that ADHD isn't just a set of limitations, it's also a source of incredible creativity and innovation. So, remember, you are not defined by your ADHD. Embrace your unique brain wiring, understand its strengths and challenges, and use that knowledge to empower yourself. Today's episode is all about understanding the science behind ADHD, and that means taking action. I want you to go out there and explore some resources that delve deeper into this topic. Check out reputable websites like CHAD or Attitude Magazine. Read books by experts like Dr. Russell Barkley or Dr. Thomas Armstrong. Remember, knowledge is power. And don't forget to join the conversation. Share your thoughts, experiences, and questions on social media using hashtag ADHD Focus Podcast. Let's build a community of support and understanding together. Until next time, Keep that focus sharp and those spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.